Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle meet on the little to me. I'm back in the saddle.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no end for today.
I got spurs, that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along, and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell, though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. I got spurs, that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. I got spurs, that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from
home. Oh, Sally Jane,
oh, Sally Jane,
oh, Sally Jane,
though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I can't be.
I
got spurs, that jingle, jangle,
jingle,
as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
So I jingle, jangle, jingle all along.
Well, thank you, friends and neighbors, and welcome once more to Melody Ranch.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you miss me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
Raindrop sick. I was just fixing dinner.
So I see. Look, pal, I hate to appear inquisitive, but what in the name of heaven is that that you're beaten to death?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that. Gives me a chance to tell a joke.
Mm-hmm.
See? For the last three nights, we've had saddle of beef, saddle of pork, and saddle of sirloin.
So?
So tonight, we're having saddle of hash.
Is that what you was beating over there in that bowl?
Yes, sir. Saddle of hash.
Saddle of hash.
Yep. We're back in the saddle again.
I should have known that.
Well, that's just the hors d'oeuvres, you see. Wait till you hear what I'm fixing for the main course.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'd rather die with my boots on.
Nothing. Here, wait a minute. Take a look at this.
What is it?
Roast duck a la Buttram. Stuffed with two shots of adrenaline, a pinch of penicillin, three generous cups of sinophamillanide.
Now, don't tell me that all of that stuff is supposed to increase my appetite.
It did for the duck. It just tried to eat me. Incidentally, as long as you're just standing there doing nothing, read me what it says in the cookbook, will you? Right after mix well in the pan.
Okay, okay. Yep. It says take an egg and a dish.
Right. Got it.
Now break it.
What do I do with the egg now?
Look, Pierre. Wouldn't it have been much simpler just to go into town and buy some lamb chops?
I tried that, but somehow I just couldn't bring myself to even look at them poor little things laying there on the counter with their veils on.
Now, wait just a minute there, Patrick. Lamb chops wear pants, not veils.
That's what you think, bud. With the price of meat what it is today, they're ashamed to show their faces.
This morning's paper yet?
No, I haven't. Why?
Got your name on the front page.
Oh, is that so?
Something about you being a judge in a stock show next Sunday.
Oh, well, good. And now, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind
of... Wish I could get my name in the paper sometime.
You can get it in there, bud. Now, wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter?
Sonny boy, you just reminded me of a story.
I knew it. I knew it. You just couldn't resist the temptation, could you? Well, go ahead. But don't change the subject, see? Because I still want to know how to get my name in the paper.
And I'm going to tell you. In order to do that, though, Johnny, I've got to go back pretty close to 5 years. In fact, if my memory serves me right, this story all began early one morning when I answered a knock at the back door.
Howdy, Gene.
Well, for crying out loud. Sheriff Dillon, what brings you out this time of the morning?
You mean you really don't know?
How should I? I'm no mind reader. Hey, what's wrong with you anyway?
Art Richards, your next-door neighbor, was shot to death late last night.
What?
Or rather, I should say, early this morning.
Holy smoke. How'd it happen, Jim, you know?
Let's put it this way. I ain't sure, but the county prosecutor is. Seems one of my deputies found a gun by the body with a brand and certain initials on it. The bullet that killed Richards was fired from that gun.
Whose gun was it?
Yours.
Now then, Mr. Autry, suppose we make this inquiry just as brief and to the point as possible.
That's good enough for me.
Good. First of all, that gun the sheriff was holding has definitely been proved to be the one that killed Richards. Now, is that your gun?
It was. I gave it to Art Richards several years ago.
Why?
Because he liked it. As a matter of fact, he collected guns.
I see. Now, is it or is it not true that you and Mr. Richards were, shall we say, not on the best of terms as recently as 3 months ago?
We had a little misunderstanding over a boundary fence, if that's what you mean.
That's precisely what I mean. And how is the argument settled?
I finally gave in to him.
Reluctantly?
I didn't say that.
Thank you, Mr. Autry. That'll be all for now. Better lock him up, sir.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Who is it? Sheriff Dillon.
That's right.
Well, my name is Sam Richards. I received your wire. I got here as fast as I could.
Mr. Richards, then I presume you're the brother of the deceased?
Yes, that's right. Tell me, Sheriff, how did this happen?
As the county prosecutor, I can answer that for you, Mr. Richards. This is the man who killed your brother.
Wait a minute. That's no way to settle anything.
I'm awfully sorry. You're right. It's just that I haven't seen my brother in 2 years, and I'm naturally upset.
Well, you've got every right to be upset, Mr. Richards. But let me tell you just one thing. I didn't kill your brother, regardless of what anybody says to the contrary. You can twist facts just so far, but somebody's trying to railroad justice around here. And I intend to find out who that somebody is.
And I hope you can, Mr. Autry. However, you may find it a little difficult from a jail cell.
Hot coffee, Gene.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, how do you feel?
How do you think I feel?
Look, Gene, you're just about the best friend I've got.
Well, somehow I find that a little hard to believe.
I mean it. I mean it so much I don't want to be around to see some prosecutor crucify you with a lot of phony evidence. That's why this afternoon I resigned as sheriff.
Oh? I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean what I said. You know that. Look, will you take a chance?
Well, what kind of a chance?
Let me out of here for a few hours.
What? Are you crazy?
Maybe. I'll let you know later. Right now, all I want is a chance to clear myself.
Oh, but Gene...
It's 9:30 now. I'll be back here before midnight, whether I find anything or not. How about it?
You know, they say there's no fool like an old fool. Well, I'm going to find out. Go ahead.
Five minutes later, I'd found Champ in a stall out back. I guess he was glad to see me because it only took us about 30 minutes to make the 4 miles up to Richard's ranch. When I got there, there wasn't a light in the place. Quietly, I walked around back till I found an open window and climbed in. The sheriff had said Art Richards was shot while sitting at his desk in the front room. So I turned on a small table lamp in the corner. Then started going over the room with a fine-tooth comb. 15 minutes later, with the help of a torn ticket I had found partially hidden under the desk, I was pretty sure I knew the answer to who had killed Art Richards.
Hey, Gene, you're back.
I said I'd be back, didn't I?
What'd you find out? Anything?
Funny, Jim. First, though, tell me, who's got all the articles that were taken from Art Richards' body?
Why, I have, right here in my desk drawer. Why?
Good. Let me see.
Oh, but Gene, I...
Never mind the butt. Hurry.
Well, okay. Here's his pipe, keychain, a wallet, diamond stick pin, his gun, and his watch. That's the work.
Put them all in a bag, Jim. And come on. I'll explain the rest on my way over to Mr. Sam Richards' room at the Longhorn Hotel.
Well, Sheriff, what in the world brings you over here to see me at this hour of the night?
A few of your brother's personal belongings, Mr. Richards. I thought you might like to have them.
Belongings? Oh, yes, of course. Come in, won't you?
All right, thanks.
This is most thoughtful of you, Sheriff.
That's okay. Here, I'll just lay them out on this table for you.
Well, that gun there, was that his?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, nothing at all. Whole thing has been a shock to me. I'm afraid I'm a little upset myself.
Forget it, Mr. Richards. I understand. Well, then, how about his pipe? Do you want to keep it?
No, I'd rather not. Give it away. Or better yet, destroy it.
Okay. How about this keychain?
Yes, I'd like that, if you don't mind. I personally gave it to him several years ago.
All right. And his wallet?
Yes, I'd like that, too.
Don't you want to look inside it first?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. I'm sure everything's there.
What about this watch? I suppose you'd like that too, wouldn't you?
Why, yes.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
Well, where's the gold fob that was attached to this watch?
Gold fob?
Well, yes. This watch had an engraved solid gold fob on it.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. I saw it myself.
Here it is, Mr. Richard.
Wait.
Right here in my hand.
Autry.
That's right. I'm afraid you just crossed yourself up.
Why, Sheriff, I demand you put this man back in jail where he belongs.
Suppose you let me finish what I have to say first. Yesterday morning, when you came to the sheriff's office, you said that you hadn't seen your brother Art in 2 years. Yet just now you noticed that gold fob from your brother's watch was missing. A fob you claimed that you saw with your own eyes.
All right. Suppose I did. What does that prove?
It proves plenty. See, your brother didn't have that gold fob until a month ago. The Ranchers Association gave it to him when he retired as its secretary. Therefore, you must have seen your brother recently. As recently, in fact, as the night that you killed him.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll see the county prosecutor. Let him decide that. Better put the cuffs on him, Jim. And oh, yeah, one more thing. If he's going to be staying in my old cell, you better tell him to watch the hot water. It comes out of the cold faucet. And so, Johnny, that's how I got my name in the paper. Sam Richards finally confessed to killing his brother, and I was given a clean bill of health.
Well, what do you know? But, hey, what did you find out at Art Richards' ranch that night that made you suspicious of his brother in the first place?
A railroad ticket from Rock Springs, Johnny. That's where Sam Richards lived. It was dated August 5th, and Art Richards was killed on August 6th, which meant Sam had taken the train over here, killed his brother, taken the train back, and then waited for the sheriff to call him, telling him that his brother's been killed.
Well, blow me down. Incidentally, I sure got to hand it to you. The way you tripped the dirty one of them brothers up by taking that fob off of Art's watch.
Oh, it was just a shot in the dark, Johnny. But it worked. Of course, I had some other traps baited for him, too. For instance, that pipe wasn't really Art's at all. And I'd removed $300 from his wallet. Any one of them could have made Sam say something that would have helped us prove that he saw Art the night that he was killed.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Matter of fact, you did just what I'd have done.
Oh, that's fine.
The only thing is, I'd have probably figured it out a lot faster than you did.
Oh, sure.
Of course, naturally, my brain works quicker than yours. I guess you've noticed that, hadn't you?
Sure.
But I imagine I could have solved the whole thing less than 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, I know.
I was,
Yes. Johnny.
Yeah?
I just got an idea on how you can see your name in the papers.
Well, good. What is it?
I'm going to phone Miss Lily White, the gossip columnist down at the paper.
No kidding. What you going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her that Johnny Bond loves Johnny Bond. Good night, son. Friends, here's a mighty pretty song we haven't sung for quite some time now. Anyway, the other day in the mail, we got a letter from a soldier stationed somewhere in Japan. Seems that he hails from Nevada, and the one thing he misses most of all is wrapped up in this particular song that he requested. So, Sergeant, here it is. When the golden sun is slowly sinking down behind the mountain to the west, then of you, sweetheart, I'm always thinking, just fashioning a dream I love the best. When it's my time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. I miss you when the campfire is gleaming, and I wonder if you miss me too. I can see the great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew. When it's my time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you.
I can see the great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew.
When it's my time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie.
Until we're back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentle weed, I'm back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I-oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie.